You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. I'll be with you here until 8 o'clock, bringing you the best new, well, primarily new Canadian music and a couple of not-so-new selections for you today. On the program, we've got a whole bunch of new stuff that just arrived in the studio here. Lots of local stuff, including City of Glass, Paint, Nadja, Language Arts, something brand new from Rich Hope. Always good to hear new stuff from him. And we also have new music from non-local musicians of the variety, such as Amy Milan, Lullaby Orchestra, Young Galaxy. We got the brand new Friends in Bellwoods compilation CD featuring the best in Toronto indie talent. So stay tuned for that as well. Some Wooden Sky, as well as something from Calgary's Gobble Gobble. Interesting little release from them. Little Girls, and Misha and the Spanx. But we're going to be getting started today's program with a band from Victoria, who we thought was pretty much all dead and gone. They'd gone on hiatus for a little while, and now they're back with a brand new CD, and I'm happy as a little girl. We're talking about none other than Victoria's The Paper Cranes. Their brand new CD is called Chivalry's Dead and can be found on the Unfamiliar Records label. Name of the track that we're going to be getting started with from The Paper Cranes on today's show is called Thorazine Shuffle. And before we get to The Paper Cranes, I'll let you know, if you stay tuned later on in the program, we're giving away a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Lightning Dust CD release party, so you want to stay tuned for that. If you want to drop me a line, you can do so at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR for y'all numerically challenged folk. And we got a nice new shiny email address, thecanadianway on CITR at gmail.com. If you want to email me a request, here is The Paper Cranes to get things started on this week's edition of The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
And we have so many castle. A scatter of pills, a cure for what ails you. A lockstep, thorax and shuffle, a nervous ticking, atrophied muscle. A scatter of pills, a cure for what ails you. And this is golden age of reason.
Steve Nash, you're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, and we just started off today's program with an all Victoria set of music for you there. From the top, we started off with some brand new Paper Cranes. Boy, it's good to have that quartet back. We thought we lost them forever, but they have now signed to the Unfamiliar Records label out of Vancouver. Boy, Unfamiliar Records is sure scooping up some great BC-based acts. From Paper Crane's new CD, Chivalry's Dead, we heard the track called Thorazine Shuffle. Following that, we heard something from Ruthie and Winfield. Great little folk pop duo out of Victoria as well. Their debut CD is called Rough Bubba Trana, and it's a self-released effort. Name of the track that we heard was called City Calling Stephen J. Nash, their little ode to the basketball star who hails from Victoria. Of course, we're talking about Steve Nash. And we follow that up with a interesting little understated tune from a compilation of Vancouver and Victoria-based artists. Name of the band is called Balakade. And the name of the track that we heard is called Ghost Car. This is off a compilation called the Third Old Life Compilation. And it's a compilation of artists off of the Old Life Records label, which is based out of Victoria, BC. And Balakade is about to release their debut CD, so you want to look out for that soon. Very, very laid back stuff from Ballycade. This compilation also features tracks from Ruthie and Winfield, who we heard earlier, as well as It, a.k.a. Hit It, but said with a British accent, and my friend Wallace, who have been making a few waves around here with a couple of local appearances, so chances are we're going to be playing something else from that compilation in the next show or two, because it's a great little compilation of all Victoria-based artists. And just doing a little housekeeping there. We're going to go back into a set of music that will feature the brand new Rich Hope, formerly of John Ford fame. His brand new CD, which is his third solo CD, is called Whip It On Ya and can be found on the Sandbag Records label. But first, we're going to be featuring some music from a couple of bands that will be playing in town over the next couple of weeks. We're going to get the set started with a little something from local artist Dan Mangan, who's playing a pair of sold-out gigs this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, at the Vancouver East Cultural Center, which has apparently got a nice new makeover just recently. So congratulations to Dan Mangan, who is also the number one selling artist on iTunes in Canada, apparently. So congratulations go out to him on that as well. So things are happening for Mr. Dan Mangan. He will be playing Friday evening at the Vancouver East Cultural Center with openers Aiden Knight. And then we'll be playing on Saturday, also at the Vancouver East Cultural Center, with Victoria's Meat Draw opening up for them, which is actually the gig I would have liked to have seen, but I didn't get a ticket. And we're going to be following that up with a little something from Toronto's White Cowbell, Oklahoma, who will be playing here a week Monday, September the 7th. But first of all, here is some Dan Mangan to get things started on this set of music, which will feature the brand new Rich Hope and Just a Shake. Here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9, Dan Mangan from Nice, Very Nice. The track we're going to hear is called Robots. Here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
What you've been told, but I don't get out much these days. Waking young and feeling old, the days are no longer my own to piss away the waking hours. Don't let them go. Don't let them go. To waste the fire in my eye is bleeding now. Your robot heart is bleeding. Try to be the robot king and settled for a robot boy. Ring the bells that still can ring and sing your stupid head off to the ones who are not listening. Don't let them go. Don't let them go. Spend want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by you. Love.
shake them on down, get juice with Jimmy Reed. As old as Junior and cheap like C60. Sam Cooke on his wedding shop, bam a lam a sign on in like a Mickley Lane. Well, you got to move or else you got to leave. Hey, we jump around, sir. All up in that house. We got a blackjack, gold rush, Mississippi coming up and down south. Oh, well, I'm feeling low, I don't need that soul.
Something brand new from Rich Hope from his brand new solo CD, his third full length, his first on the Sandbag Records label, called Rich Hope Is Gonna Whip It On Ya. Name of the track that we heard is called Let's Jump Around Some. And then before that, we heard something from White Cowbell, Oklahoma, out of Toronto. Something from their Bombardero CD, which can be found on the Slick Monkey label. Piece of the Action is the name of the track that we heard off of that one. And White Cowbell, Oklahoma will be playing in town a week Monday. That's Monday, September the 7th. And that's going to be at the Media Club, I believe. Let's have a quick look. Indeed, playing at the Media Club with Stampede Queen. Tickets are $15 and they're available at all the local record shops. And be sure and get yourself a pair of tickets, because they're always a disturbingly good time. They know how to tear the roof off the joint. Media Club getting some good gigs lately, what can I say? And of course, before White Up Cowbell, Oklahoma, we heard from Dan Mangan, who is going to be on Val's Folk Oasis program following the Canadian Way, so stay tuned for that. Around 8:30, he's going to be on the air, so if you're a Dan Mangan fan, you'll want to stick around for that. From his CD, Nice, Nice, Very Nice, which can be found on the File Under Music label, we heard the track called Robots. And as I said before, Dan Mangan having a hell of a week, a pair of sold-out gigs at the Vancouver East Cultural Center on Friday and Saturday, and he was also the number one artist on iTunes in Canada this week. So congratulations to Dan Mangan. His hardcore following is just getting bigger all the time. So I'm sure there's at least a few of you that are into Dan's music. So you should probably get a kick out of some live Dan Mangan here on CITR on the Folk Oasis show in a couple hours' time. So stay tuned for that. We're going to get into some more brand new music from Calgary's Gobble Gobble after this message.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Thank you. Sasha Bellot, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we got more great new Canadian music lined up for you in the last hour of the program here on the Canadian Way. We're going to get this set of music started with something from a band from Calgary, actually from Edmonton, and now based out of Calgary. They're called Gobble Gobble, and the name of their CD is Neon Graveyard. And it's a self-released effort. Always interesting, the self-released efforts. You get interesting music. And that's definitely what I describe Gobble Gobble. We're going to be listening to a track called Ash Fountain. And we're going to be following that up with some more Alberta-based tunes for you. Yeah, we got a bit of a theme going here. A Victoria set, an Alberta set. So you want to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, here is Gobble Gobble to get this set of music started here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Giving away Lightning Dust tickets soon, so you want to stay tuned for that.
Thank you. Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Of artists there for you. We ended off that set of music with a couple of selections from the Beatroot 5-year compilation CD, which is a compilation put out by Beatroot Magazine, which started 5 years ago in Calgary, Alberta. And according to its sleeve in the CD case here, over the course of the last 5 years, a lot of good things have happened musically in the city. Some bands have come and gone, others have stood the test of time. But all the while, the community has only gotten stronger. Luckily, we've been able to document this evolution on a monthly basis. First issue of Beatroot Magazine came out in June 2004, and they haven't missed a single month since. From the 5-year compilation put out by Beatroot Magazine, we ended off that set with something from Calgary's The Neckers. with their contribution to the compilation called Share Secrets, which was on their most recently self-titled CD, which came out late last year. Before that, we heard from Calgary's Cripple Creek Fairies, definite favorite of mine. I hope this means that we're going to get new music from Cripple Creek Fairies sometime soon. It's been a while for them, at least a couple years. This one's a previously unreleased track that they gave especially for the Beatroot compilation. It's called New Boss. And before that, we started off with something from Edmonton's Gobble Gobble. I guess the best way to describe Gobble Gobble would be soundscapey, experimental, definitely a bit of a mind F. The name of their CD is called Neon Graveyard. It is a self-released effort. And the entirety of the CD was recorded at the City Market in Edmonton, Alberta. Name of the track that we heard from Gobble Gobble is called Ash Fountain. My name is Spike. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Of course, you can listen online at CITR.ca. We got a swish new website. All you have to do is click on the Listen Live link at the very top right-hand corner of the website, and you get an instant stream coming right up. Listen Now is the name of the link, and you press on it, and away you go. No nothing you have to do. You used to have to cut and paste and put it in a player and all that sort of nonsense. Now it's just one click, and you're listening to CITR. It's a thing of wonder. I want to thank Jared for doing a fantastic smash bang up a job on the new CITR.ca website, by the way. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Lightning Dust CD release party for their brand new second full-length CD, the sophomore effort, as it were, called Infinite Light, which of course is on the Jaguar label. And we're going to give away the tickets to, well, let's make it an easy one, to the first person who calls in at 604-822-2487. When you hear some Lightning Dust, you will snag yourself a pair of tickets to tomorrow's CD release party, which is happening over at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doesn't say who the guests are, but does it really matter? Chances are you're probably just going for Lightning Dust anyways. So yeah, when you hear a Lightning Dust song, which hint is going to happen in this set of music, you want to give me a shout, 604-UBC-CITR, and you'll snag yourself a pair of tickets to the CD release party for Lightning Dust. Oh, by the way, in this set of music, we are going to debut some new hidden cameras. They're going to be here in October. So we'll give you the deets on that when it's closer to the date, but I'm excited about that. Speaking of bands that we thought were broken up once and for all. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, here is some Lightning Dust from the CD Infinite Light. Name of the track that we're going to listen to is called Waiting on the Sun to Rise. And of course, they are doing their CD release party tomorrow at the Biltmore Cabaret. First person to call in, 604-822-2487, snags themselves a pair of tickets to the Lightning Dust CD release party. Get your dialing fingers going. Nobody's calling. What the hey? Thank you.
Oh, hills I dwell.
And that's a great new song from Montreal's Young Galaxy from their brand new CD called Invisible Republic, which can be found on the Fontana label. We heard the track called Queen Drum. Before that, we heard from from Toronto's The Hidden Cameras, who have come back from all of their side projects, quite frankly. Joel Kibb and company are a musically active bunch, if nothing else. Their new CD is on the Arts and Crafts label and is called Origin Orphan. And they will be coming in, I guess, middle of October. I'm not exactly sure what the date is. Off the tip of my tongue, I think it was like the 10th of October or something, playing over at the Biltmore. From Hidden Cameras, we heard the track called Kingdom Come. Oh, we said that already. And before that, we heard some Lightning Dust, and congratulations goes out to Jason for snagging himself a pair of tickets to the Lightning Dust CD release party for Infinite Light over at the Biltmore Cabaret. From Lightning Dust's Infinite Light CD, which can be found on the Jaguar label, we heard the track called Waiting on the Sun to Rise. My name is Spike. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Got about a half hour left in the program here and lots of music to cram into. Plus, we want to do the gig listing, so Why don't we do those right now, and then we'll get to a set of music featuring some brand new Amy Milan of Stars fame. This is her brand new solo CD called Masters of the Burial, her sophomore release. And this is another one on the Arts and Crafts label. Jeez, talk about a prolific little indie label there. As well, we're going to play something from the Friends and Bellwoods compilation and something from Vancouver's Language Arts, so you want to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, the gig listings is as follows. Tonight we have Forbidden, Gross Misconduct, and Magnus Rising, an all-metal bill playing over at the Bourbon. And tickets are available at the doors, and doors will be at 8 o'clock for that one. Tomorrow is Jacob Chino playing at the Astoria Hotel. Of course, he of Twilight Circus Dub and Kinney Star fame. He has got a solo release coming up sometime soon, and he'll be playing some tracks from his new CD, so check that out over at the Astoria. We also have an album that have the album release party for Infinite Light, Lightning Dust's new CD. They will be playing with bands Lost Lovers Brigade and Cipriano, hip-hop maestro extraordinaire from Toronto, who of course did that really great dub compilation, Toronto dub compilation, a couple years ago. So that's happening over at the Biltmore Cabaret tomorrow. Also tomorrow is the beginning of the International Pop Overthrow Festival at the Railway Club. And the best night is the opening night, in my opinion. We have the reuniting of Vancouver Knights. They will be playing at 11 p.m. Other bands on the bill on Thursday at the Railway include Susan Hedges at 9, Lori Biagini at 10, at 9:30, Jennifer Bean at 10, Ivy at 10:30 from New York, featuring former members of Fountains of Wayne, Vancouver Knights at 11, the Irises from the UK at 11:30, and Pepper Sands, Vancouver's very own Pepper Sands, are back at it again. They will be playing at midnight. For more information, you can go to internationalpopoverthrow.com and find out the entire 5-day lineup. There's a whole bunch of great gigs happening over at the Railway Club. In connection with the Pop Overthrow Festival. On Friday, August the 28th, we have Loser featuring members of Ludvico Treatment and Fake Shark Real Zombie, plus guests from Fake Shark Real Zombie, Adjective, and The Good News will all be playing grunge hits from the 90s over at the Astoria Hotel. That should be a good old time if you're into the grunge thing or just like hearing some tunes that bring back the memories. You can bet there's going to be some Nirvana in there. We have Jackalope playing with For Love or Money and Winter of Freedom at the Bourbon on Friday night. And we also have Apollo Ghosts, Red Cedar, Beelines, Jody Glenham, Roll Mack, Valerie Graham, Fine Mist, The Gref Band, Boogie Monster, Kidnapping, MT40, and The Three Oz playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on Friday the 28th. And MT40 getting a lot of buzz, so you might want to show up just for that. Tickets are $12 at the door. Also on Friday, we have that Dan Mangan sold-out show with Aidan Knight at the Vancouver East Cultural Centre. Young Rival from Ottawa is playing along with the Manipulators and Dead Coasts at Pub 340. And also to wrap up on Friday, St. Augustine's Day featuring Fatty Fatty and the Roaches and DJ Scotty, CITR's very own host of the Scenic Drive, playing over at St. Augustine's on West 2nd. That's an all-ages gig, and that's starting at 9 p.m. sharp. No cover for that, apparently, too. It's a free gig, so might want to check it out just for that. And go and support your local ska scene, which is great, as far as I'm concerned. On Saturday, we have the Brat Attack from Toronto, Crosscheck, the Class War Kids, and Picking on Toddlers playing over in Langley at the George Preston Recreation Center. That is an all-ages gig. The Ginger Ninjas, the Creaking Planks, the Orchestars, Sylvia, Aunts and Uncles, Cello Joe, and Stitchcraft are going to be playing at New Brighton Park in North Van. That is part of the Bicycle Music Festival. Hosted by Momentum Magazine. That's happening Saturday at New Brighton Park. in Vancouver. We also have the Justice Rocks on Saturday afternoon starting at 2 p.m. featuring Chris Dirksen, BMP, Humans, Jess Hill, The Beauties, Greenbelt Collective, and The Herd, happening over at Strathcona Park, hosted by the Pivot Legal Society. And that one's absolutely free. And then, of course, we have the second of the sold-out Dan Mangan gigs happening Saturday night with Victoria's Meat Draw over at the Vancouver East Cultural Center. On Sunday, we have the Rockabilly Sundays with Rich Coops and the Coupe de Villes, plus special guests happening at the Beltmore Cabaret. Also, Aging Youth Gang will be doing a video shoot on Sunday at the Cobalt Lounge with Fire Next Time and Aging Youth Gang and other guests. And that one's sponsored by R&B Beer, so probably good cheap drinks there, I would imagine. So, yeah. Check that out. Aging Youth Gang. God, how long have they been around? At least a good 15 years or so. And, geez, they're starting to live up to their name, but can rock out with the best of them. And video shoot this Sunday at the Cobalt. On Tuesday, September 1st, we have the Benefit of a Doubt from Ottawa playing alongside Ready, Set, and Die from Vancouver and Char 2 D2, also from Vancouver, at the Railway Club. And finally, on Wednesday, September 2nd, Fanshawe, the Kidnap Kids, and Shane Turner Overdrive will be playing at the Astoria Hotel. Tickets are $5 at the door for that one. That one's sponsored by us here at CITR 101.9 and Discorder Magazine. If you want to check out more gigs that are happening around town, you want to go to livevan.com and find out more about all of these listings I just told you about, and then some. God, what a great little website. Livevan.com. And now we're getting back to the music here on the Canadian Way. We're going to start off this set of music with something from the brand new Language Arts CD, Vancouver Band. This is their third release, and the name of the CD is called Where Were You in the Wild? And the name of the track that we're going to be starting off this set of music with is called White Socks and Birkenstocks. Wow, one of my biggest pet peeves, and it sounds like it might be one of Language Arts as well. And you want to stay tuned. Something brand new from Amy Milan and the Friends in Bellwoods compilation, too. We're going to play something from that. But in the meantime, here is Language Arts, brand new Language Arts, to get this set of music started here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Change in your pocket like a sock filled head. You grow your own organics for your sister's kids, constantly climbing the tea tree. You'll have on display at Christmas. Do you have spiritual leader? Do you even know what that tattoo means? Covered in Chinese cursive from your ankles to your knees. Giving therapy, but what you tell, they don't know it all. Who knew you invested the money to thickening the wall? Thank you. to the basics, like wet socks and cricket stocks.
Hunter, please, sir. Don't I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Darkness falls across the land, and the first stars twinkle into sight. And the moon on the trees is beautiful, but not so lovely as you. But not so lovely as you. Day to day we work away to earn the time to make for play. So rare to take the time to sit and stare into your eyes and stare into your eyes. Before I found this place with you, my heart was kept inside a cage. But now it flies on feathered wings and finds its way to you. It finds its way to you. My love for you, it's like a river. It rolls and falls and goes on forever. I can't see around each bend, but still I love you more. But still I love you more. Falls across the land, and the first stars twinkle into sight. And the moon on the trees is beautiful, but not so lovely as you. But not so lovely as you.
You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And we just heard what was unintentionally an all-female set of music there. We just wrapped that up with the brand new Amy Milan from her brand new CD, Masters of the Burial, which can be found on Arts and Crafts. We heard the track. Which one did we hear? Oh yeah, Day to Day was the name of that one. Whoa, Mind Warp. Before that, we heard something from Katie Stelmanis from the Friends in Bellwoods 2 compilation, which is a fundraiser for the Daily Bread Food Bank. And the name of the track that we heard from her is called Believe Me. And before that, we started off with Vancouver's very own Language Arts from their new CD, Where Were You in the Wild, which is distributed by the Sonic Onion Records label. White Socks in Birkenstocks is the name of the tune that we heard there, and I'm mistaken. They actually seem to like the White Socks in Birkenstocks. Not a good look as far as I'm concerned, but hell, everyone's allowed their own fashion sense, right? You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We got to do a couple messages for you here, and then we're going to get to some music and then throw it on over to Val and Folk Oasis. So stay tuned. We have, time allowing, some brand new music from The Wooden Sky and Lullaby Orchestra. So you want to stay tuned for that.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
We're just about wrapping up this week's edition of The Canadian Way. I'm going to sign off, actually, and leave you with a couple of tunes here so that Val can get all set up and ready for her interview with Dan Mangan. So you want to stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I want to remind you to tune in next Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. It is Anita B with Sam Squench's Hideaway. So be sure and tune in for that. And also, want to remind you to support your local music scene and to buy Canadian whenever possible. That said, join us again in 2 weeks' time for The Canadian Way. It'll be the last show before I go on vacation. The show after that I won't be here for, but I'm sure we'll leave you in capable hands. But yeah, next week is, or 2 weeks from now, is the last show before we leave you for a show. And you want to tune in for that. We are going to leave you with something from Toronto's Wooden Sky and Montreal's Lullaby Orchestra. First of all, from the Wooden Sky's brand new CD, If I Don't Come Home, You'll Know I'm Gone, which can be found on the BBR record label. BBR standing for Black Box Recordings. We are going to be listening to the track called... There we go. We're going to be listening to the track called Oh My God, It Still Means a Lot to Me. And then we're going to follow that up with something from the Lullaby Orchestra's new CD, Treats Worship. And then we're going to toss it on over to Folk Oasis. So here we go. Some Wooden Sky to wrap up this week's edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Oh, and Lullaby Orchestra.
I wake up, you're getting old. Well, I've been dreaming about mountains and you've been dreaming about gold. And if I ever make it home, oh, if I ever make it home, my key won't open the door. Well, I've been thinking about selling off every shirt I own to stand naked out here in the cold, trying to make it out on my own. Well, oh my God, it still means a lot to me. Oh my God, it still means a lot to me. Well, oh my God, it still means a lot to me. Well, oh my God, it still means a lot to me. Oh my God, gotta take all the little pieces and put them in one big box and just throw away the key. But don't you ever show it to me. Said I've made that mistake before and came home to find my life just spilled out on the floors. That she was trying to make some room for more, just trying to make some room for more.
Still means a lot to me. Oh my God, still. to